Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Coming up Saturday, February 2nd, it's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's 41st annual all-breed bull sale, featuring 60 breeding-age bulls, both registered and commercial. Choose from Angus, Hereford and Black Hereford, Charlet, Composite, Simmental, Sim Angus, Shorthorn, and Red Angus. Sale starts at 12:15 sharp at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion. For more information or to order a sale catalog, contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366. Remember, the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association's annual all-breed bull sale, Saturday, February 2nd. We'll see you there.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Final full day for the Cattle Industry Convention NCBA Trade Show. Corteva AgriScience is helping support our reports. They're your partner in range and pasture productivity. Good day today as Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue is going to be calling on the cattle producers. He'll be speaking at their wrap-up, their final general session mid-morning today. The leadership team of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is, of course, headed up by their president, Kevin Kester, who's wrapping up his time as president of NCBA. After tomorrow, he'll be past president. And Jennifer Houston from Sweetwater, Tennessee, will be the new president of NCBA for the coming 12 months. Had the opportunity to talk with Kevin Kester yesterday as he is winding down his time as president. We talked with him about one action that the executive committee has taken at this particular meeting.
A legal issue was brought to our attention on a potential lawsuit filed against the Farm Services Agency, and the issue is the Farm Services Agency, under some conservation programs, gave a categorical exclusion to include confined animal operations, feeding operations up to 1,000 head from the prior practice of 500 head. So they expanded these programs to where CAFOs could apply for conservation funding,
right,
and improve their practices for up to 1,000 head without having to go through NEPA process. Well, there's a law firm called Public Justice, headed by a former HSUS attorney, and they filed action trying to nullify that action for the Farm Services Agency. So National Cattlemen's Beef Association Executive Committee authorized funding to file an amicus brief to fight these HSUS front law firm against trying to put us out of business.
Moving from litigation to regulation, Kevin Kester says that the cattle industry looking forward to offering comments on the new improved Trump administration Waters of the U.S. rule, says it's a lot better for landowners compared to the Obama-era rule.
Well, yeah, it's been top of our list on regulatory issues. The Obama, 2015 Obama proposal for Waters of the United States jurisdiction was god-awful. My ranch in California, 100% all the acres of my ranch would have been covered under that Obama-era definition. Under the Trump administration definition, which was just rolled out recently in Washington, D.C., and I was a part of that rollout, 0 acres of my ranch would be covered. So it's a big deal for farmers and ranchers across the United States. We're moving in the right direction, but it's not a done deal yet. So people need to pay attention to it and be engaged.
Wrapping up his year as president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kevin Kester. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at 12:30 at Mester Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. The Mester Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 2nd at the ranch, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma.
And that's a check of your agricultural news from New Orleans. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.